KIWI Radio. We all love our sports authority.
Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, yes, indeedy, here we are in Studio B. Not a minute to lose here today. We're not even going to tell you the rules. We're going to say hello to our super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John. Hello to everyone out there.
And we're going to say hello to our sport director, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And boy, it was just a wonderful night last night.
I'm telling you, we are going to go directly. The reason why we're not going through that whole stuff that we normally do in the beginning, we have the biggest story. Yes, indeed. Iserman coming back to Detroit. That's too lame.
There we go.
There we go. That's much better. Here we are.
Wait a minute. We already have a general manager, don't we?
But now he can be assistant overseer of Bub Daddy or whatever they want to do. We don't even care.
He can be assistant general manager of concessions.
Executive president of the washroom.
I am telling you what, this is exciting news because anytime you hear a politician or a sports person quit on a $1 million job because they want to spend more time with the family, and I'm doing the bunny finger thingy ear right now, it's there's smoke at that fire, baby.
You bet there is.
Something rocking and rolling.
You bet there is.
Here's a team that's about ready to go to the cup easily and not you know who. And therefore, he hops off because he wants to be a pal general manager to some guy. You know, and he's got to spend more time with his family. Doesn't say anything else.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything about Detroit. Doesn't say anything about what the next move is going to be. Doesn't say what the family thing is all about.
Actually, reports are that he told the players, I'm going home to Detroit.
Yeah, I know, but that's hearsay. Unless we have the FBI go investigate it, let's hope. You know, if he is, I mean, really, what family house is he going to? He's got one up here in Detroit. You know, he never sold it. You know, and so if you got 2 years, if you got one more year to go, tell us, old hockey sage, he can't, because he's going from Tampa Bay to Detroit, he can't do that while under contract, right?
Unless he releases him, right?
Yeah, but that ain't going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
No, not even
close. So that's why he said that he's going to be an advisor.
Senior advisor.
What does that mean? That means I sit on the couch and eat grapes and go, okay, great.
But he can technically advise from anywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
Or Canada.
Right. Right. So he can still be advising there at the little Tweezer Arena, right?
Right. He could be there advising while he's watching the Dead Wings.
Yeah, I advise you pull your goaltender.
Yeah.
Okay, next. You know, this guy is supposed to be so great. The second in command dude is supposed to be so fabulous, so whatever. Blah, 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 blah. Well, why don't you just fire Iserman? Here's the thing, Iserman. Why don't you walk away? Something's up.
Yeah.
How many days before training camps? Before
training camp starts today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you say, peace out?
Yeah.
Something is up, kiddies. We're going to have to dispatch our independent deep.
We might have to send the call mark
investigational crowd.
That's right, and
there you go.
And send them on the aeroplane.
This is going to be huge. I mean, this couldn't work out any better. You almost see the ropes here. If he really wants to come back to Detroit, something happened. There is some kind of money that was thrown today.
Yes.
Something huge.
Yep.
On the day where you start, nobody makes this kind of announcement. I can't think of day one anybody at any team have ever made the announcement on this day that you're stepping down. For no apparent reason, it just happened. And if you were dumb enough to tell the players that you're going, you know, that's super stupid.
Well, look, I mean, here's a guy who has a great reputation in the league. He's done a great job as a GM, okay? Yep. And you know that if he wanted to, he could go to any other team. And he specifically is...
Vancouver would take him right now.
Yeah.
You know, he grew up in Vancouver, you know? God, I mean, you're right. There's how many teams have you seen a general manager who, as raw as could be, goes to Tampa Bay, a crap town, you know, for hockey, and builds it up to be a cup contender, you know? I mean, that's humongous. That's huge.
Yep. I mean, he could walk into the Bell Center right now and go,
how much?
I want this job, and they'd fire Bergevin in a second.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, right now. I can't think of anybody who would hold on to their general manager if Eisenman just, hi, can I have this job here?
Be very few.
I can't think. Boo!
Why would they hang on to their own? For what? I mean, you have a guy here that has a track record of bringing the crap and taking it to the top.
I don't know. Well, it all depends, you know, because they, you know, they just signed, I mean, they just got rid of Lou Lamoriello, and they gave Dubas the job. I don't know, you know.
All right, Dubas and Iverson.
Well, but what I'm saying is, I don't know if they would just say Dubas goodbye and bring in Eisenman. I don't know.
Let me remind you a story of Sparky Anderson when he came to Detroit. You know, who did they blow out, and how long was he manager for? Yeah, about that long. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. And here's your parting gifts. Thank you. Goodbye.
And we all have fond memories of Les Moss, don't we?
There you go. That worked real well. Yeah.
But the thing about it is really Dubas doing all the work, or is it Shanahan and the merry men behind there that's really making the decisions?
Then why give
him? And Dubas is just the guy that is the figurehead.
But why?
I don't know.
I have a figurehead like that. What a stupid way to run a hockey team.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying, because Dubas is only 30 years old. You know, you're talking a 30-year-old running a multi-billion-dollar hockey team.
Yeah, see, that's what we're saying.
So that's why, I don't know. You know, you're given a 30-year-old complete control over that multi-million-dollar.
Why did you do it to begin with?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. You know, is he really in control, or is he?
Maybe he did a lot of analytics for the New York Mets or something. Remember that one?
There you go. Well, yeah, put him in a football team. Yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you know, is he just the figurehead and Shanahan and the rest of the guys, you know?
But why wouldn't Shanahan just walk up and say, okay, it's mine? Why go through all this crazy
cloak and dagger? But you don't know what's really going on behind the scenes of all these teams. You know, I don't know. But whatever the Maple Leafs are doing, it's working.
Yeah,
so far it's working.
But that's a wiener puller move.
Oh, it is. I agree. Like I agree 100%. I mean, if that's what they're doing is using him as a figurehead, that really is a shitty way of running a team.
Yeah. It won't end well.
No. If that's what they're doing, throw him out and bring Eisenman in.
No.
No. But what I'm saying is bring in an actual general manager and let him do the job.
They had one called Lou.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
What did Lou not do?
Right.
You know?
Something didn't go right or whatever.
He didn't like his chair.
Something. I mean, there's some kind of deal that went on with there, because the guy's got the pedigree, you know, all the way to the roof.
Right. But maybe it has something to do with his age, because he's almost 80.
So, if you can still win, I give you... You wouldn't want to have Scotty Bowman back for just a moment, you know? And how old is he?
Well, you know, this is just speculation. I'm going, maybe it's just the age thing. I don't know.
Well, maybe he walked in with this and we signed a contract with Scott Boris.
Yeah, really? Mr. Illich, are you back? Here I am.
Go.
grab the checkbook out of his hand.
Oh, I'm back. Oh, I'm back from the dead. How you doing? You know, sign everybody.
Grab the checkbook and grab the pen.
Did you see the thing that Chris Illich today said he was pleased with the progress of this year's Tigers?
Oh, that's in here.
Oh,
that's
in here. Don't let me hop over you.
That's in here.
Oh, my God.
Number four.
Well, let's go to number four.
Holy cow.
First, we have to go over the Detroit record. 59-85. Okay. The winning percentage of 410.
And almost 500.
And they're 22 games out of first. Now let's get into how pleased he is.
Well, okay. Evidently he is pleased, it says here.
Yes, he is.
I am committed and I am committed.
We are committed to long-term ownership of the Detroit Tigers. I'm very pleased with the job Avila is doing. They've been a phenomenal progress in 2008.
That
is not a bird that's flying overhead. Wow.
In 2018, the team earlier carried an aging roster, a heavy payroll, and a need to revive its farm system made strides across the spectrum. How? Your aging roster got hurt and is gone for most of the season. Okay, so you still have a heavy payroll.
You still have a couple, two or three albatross. You're going to get rid of Victor's this year,
right.
But you still have deal. Zimmerman. You still have Cabrera.
Well, let me say this.
I
agree that they've made progress.
Okay? Which way?
But this is the low-hanging fruit part. This is easy.
Yeah.
This part's easy. Yeah, you chop pieces off. You trade what you can. You bring in
whoever.
Some prospects, whatever. The hard part's yet to go. So, I mean, this is the low-hanging fruit part. It's easy to tear it apart.
Well, okay. I can agree with him as far as he's filled up the minor league system.
Partially.
But has he filled it up with quality players?
We don't know.
That you don't know.
Yeah.
He could have filled it up with a bunch of garbage.
Uh-huh.
Or he could have filled it up with a couple of diamonds.
No.
Maybe.
You would have known.
There's no diamonds yet.
Nope.
We'll have to see.
But
still compressing.
But he did partially fill it back up from where it was.
Such a void.
Because it was basically down to nothing.
Nothing, yeah. Yeah, so he's added to the minor league system.
Right.
What impact will it have on the major league system? We don't know yet.
Right.
But he's not done. Not by a long shot.
Right.
He's got a long way to go. Yeah.
Do you feel confident with Lakeland? You know, I don't feel any. What do you got in single A? Not much. What do you got in double A?
You have a few pieces, and that's the problem. You have a few pieces. And it's hit or miss. You have to fill that pipeline up. They've got some bits and pieces there. That's not nearly enough.
You got bits and pieces.
Some of these guys may come up and make an impact. Most of them won't because that's the way it goes.
True. I mean, here's your double A. Your double A is where the action is right now. You know, how long will it take Erie to go to Toledo? Who knows? They might bottom out at double A.
Yeah.
But that's where all the excitement is. And if you want to hear excitement, here's stupid. This tells you all you need to know about your owner. I'm having a blast, Illich said. This has been a lot of fun. What? You're 4-10. You're 22 games out.
Evidently, he loves getting their ass kicked.
And the last 2 months have been an absolute crash and burn because you went from one game below 500 to
too many.
I mean, we need the bomb sound.
I got one coming. Hanging up.
There we go.
Okay.
But that was fun. I enjoyed that. That was fun.
I know. He likes getting pegged or something.
Okay. Yeah. But then he says he's invigorated by the new arrivals of Nico Goodrum, Candelario, Ronnie Rodriguez, Lugo.
That's invigorating, huh?
What's invigorating?
Yeah. Well, you know what? The Yankees, they brought up Gleyber Torres and they brought up Andujar this year. That's invigorating.
Yeah.
Those guys got 25 home runs.
Yeah.
These guys probably don't have 25 between them.
Yeah.
I know. I mean,
but it's, you know, we're in bullshit mode again.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. If they're invigorated by these four guys, we're in big trouble.
Exactly. Because these guys aren't the answer.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a couple of them there that might be part of the answer, little part, but
Candelario has you know, as far as holding his own, fielding third base and stuff.
Okay. He's done well fielding.
Fielding. Batting, he started out good, and now he's leveled right back.
He's red pop.
He crapped out, and then he's right. He's been pretty hot the last couple weeks.
Right.
Oh, against what? Everybody else's call-ups.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, you know, I think about you, and when I see the call-ups, it's like, don't call up nobody.
Yeah.
Don't win. Don't get any hungry tigers up here. Get them don't all
worry.
Tired.
They're not going to call anybody up that's going to help them win.
Right.
Don't worry about that.
Ronnie Rodriguez is...
Yeah, what's Ronnie Rodriguez?
A utility guy.
Yeah.
At best.
Yeah.
Lugo?
No
comment.
Yeah.
I mean...
Nico? The only thing that he's got going for him is he can play a lot of positions.
Right. None of them well.
But he, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he can play a lot of positions, and that might be... He's your...
Well, the story was he's going to be the second baseman for the rest of the year. That didn't last very long.
Right. But he's basically your...
He was supposed
he's
to be
your Romine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With some power.
With some power.
Get some pop.
But other than that, there's not a whole lot to go... There's... You know...
Well, if you want to talk about, you know, fun and entertainment, I think the Tigers broadcasters have provided more than the team has.
Yeah, I think they provided more...
That goddamn chair. I can't believe they give me that goddamn chair again. The thing squeaks, and it's uncomfortable, and somebody painted Rod Sucks on it. God damn it.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Ow. Stop it. Stop it. Don't do that to me. Stop it.
Don't choke me.
I think there was more action in the booth than there was on the field.
Oh, Lordy.
You're fired.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, too. Yeah. They're fired.
Yeah, they're both fired.
Yeah. He said, we're not going to schedule them any more games here. Well, by the way, neither one has a contract.
What does that mean? You're not going to... Boy, did you hear it yesterday? Gibson cannot do it anymore at all, you know. And it's like, ooh, thank God we're going to get rid of the baseball game today and go watch a good Monday night football game because they're going to put their best foot forward. However, or if Gibson's voice is going, I mean, God bless the man that he's even standing up, you know. But to do broadcasts and now to be pushed into doing it,
He don't even get a day off now because they got nobody left.
No. What do they got? 20 more games? 18 more games?
Something like that, yeah. About 18, I think.
Yeah, and it's like, and Shepard is such an idiot.
Oh, he's terrible.
God bless his. I mean, he's the last man hanging on DFN.
Yeah.
Huh. And he's like the big fish in the no pond, you know? I mean, he really is small market.
the big fish in the puddle. Huh.
What puddle? In the eyedropper. There. I'll flap around. I mean, he really is awful, you know? And he's too conservative to everything. Yuck, goodbye, and see you later, alligator. And if you're going to have to sit... I don't know anybody... I mean, it's just like Illich says. We knew when we started this, when we went through this, went through a rebuild. Are they through a rebuild? They haven't even started. That we know that the TV and attendance would be impacted. You got less than 2 million folks in here. If you need to kind of break even, you need to get like 3-1, 3-5 in those turnstiles, man. So you took a bath while you had the best fun of your life. You know?
We thought we knew that the TV ratings would be impacted. Is that like an impacted tooth?
It's like an impacted ass. So evidently he likes it there or something. Jeez.
Did you
Tiger
call?
Fans are loyal. Kind of like Lions fans, right? Duh. I'm going to keep going and buying tickets.
No.
Duh.
Even smarter that he just contradicts himself. I mean, he got less than 2 million people in for the first time in how long? Oh, the Tiger fans are loyal. No, they're not. They'd be bandwagon if they would come back because they're smart enough not to pay for a crap product, you know? I mean, people go to Jimmy John's Field knowing that you're going to get college single-A ball, below single-A ball. But okay, you know, we paid the $15, you know where we're going.
Yeah.
These guys are not masquerading as pros. Okay, you know, a little bit of fun, go see it on a smaller scale. But God, if you're going to go pay money to go down to Detroit, you know, and pay the ticket prices.
And the parking. Oh, the
you know,
parking.
Thank you, no thank you.
Yeah, plus, and the $30, $5 pizza.
Yeah, and then now here comes the Red Wings season with your $40 parking, if you can park somewhere. You had all summer to build another parking structure, and that didn't happen. Why? You know? You would think that you need something fast. I mean, think about Joe Louis. What was one of the biggest things and fastest things they put up was that tube was weird as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, that looked like something that wasn't finished yet, but we got to put something over this temporarily, you know, like the Quinder Road.
Which will never get finished, but we will do that.
Holy God. Yeah.
How about Van Dyke? They went out on strike. They're not even working
on it. They're not on strike. They got locked out. Huge difference. Huge difference.
Oh, whatever. They're still not working on it. Just ain't
there. Not working on it. Yeah, that's all I care about.
Yeah, we think how far back 696 is going to be now. Wee, doggy. Ooh. I'll give you a splat.
That's okay. They'll be working on it during Christmas.
Putting down cement while it snows.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There'll be icicles on the cement as they're putting it in.
It'll be dressed like Santa's.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's what you have, kiddies. And there's your Detroit Tigers for today. There's nothing to talk about. Nobody even knows. I bet you if you go 8 out of 10 people, they don't know when the Tiger season ends.
Huh.
You know?
They don't even care.
They think it already ended.
Yeah, I bet. It's surprising to see how many people they had there. It's even embarrassing. I mean, really embarrassing. They brought all the 68 survivors out, you know, when the team was tanked. You know,
I'm here.
I know, really. It's Ellich is back. I'm back here, too. Are you here?
Yup.
Yeah, it's Al.
Al.
Yup.
Yup.
Al, aren't you dead by now?
Yup.
Yup.
The only time I'm saying nope.
Yeah.
Yup.
Other than that, I'm saying yup.
Yup. God bless. I mean, they had Don Wirt. Nobody knew who he was. Bless his heart. You know? It's like, hey, remember all this? No, you don't. I remember playing third base right over there. No, you don't.
I batted 110.
Yeah, you did. Yup.
Yup.
Well, that's right.
But I caught every ball that came to me.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, the man was a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
It is amazing. It's like either you can field or you can hit, but you can't do both.
Yep.
Unless you're Brooks Robinson, who was actually one of the best 3Bs ever.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking, except for the gentleman from Swifton, I cannot think of anybody on the Tigers, third baseman, that was super.
The Tigers always had Aurelio a guy that Rodriguez. Could catch the ball.
Yeah.
But they couldn't hit. Aurelio could catch the ball, but
he was fantastic. A cannon arm of his.
Yeah, but he couldn't hit either.
Well.
Yeah, but you kind of.
But he hit better than most of the Tiger third.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think. Even when you go down to Trixie, you know, he couldn't hit, couldn't field.
Travis Fryman was good while he was here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's trade him, shall we?
Howard Johnson was another one.
Yep. How you like New York
now? Until he went to New York.
Yeah.
The Mets. Not the Yankees, the Mets.
Well, I mean, he was fairly decent for a season or two, wasn't he, for the Mets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he did fine.
Yeah.
You know? And then...
He had a little bit of power.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of pop in that bat.
Yes, he did.
There you go. I think they should have the all-hype team. And bring him back, you know, to Detroit. So that would be your manager, your Philadelphia Phillies. He's one.
Gabe.
Oh, my God. Talk about the hype express and overdrive with that guy. Oh, I mean, what a physical specimen. Oh, what a five tool. What a big tool. What a no tool. All right, so you got him. You got Sizemore at second as your all hype.
Eric Munson.
Cornhole.
Pitcher.
God, he was the biggest, and he was the weirdest looking fuck.
One Encarnacion. What a big hype.
Big hype first base. Whom?
Jason Thompson.
Maybe the guy.
He could hit, though.
Couple years yeah, he could
yeah.
hit.
Yeah, he had some power.
How about
when he hit the ball?
Yeah.
How about the gentleman that they had before Miglio, God bless, who was the big guy that they couldn't get rid of, that they just hated? And it was one of the big signings before they got in.
Carlos Perez.
Juan Gonzalez?
Juan Gonzalez, there you go. You know, holy God.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, they couldn't get rid of that guy, and he was awful.
Another guy from Texas.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we'll give you a Prince Fielder in a couple of decades. Just hang on, you know. God, I remember Juan Gon was just... What was the deal about getting him? I mean, was he
before power hitter?
Was he before Pudge?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
that was kind of lead in into the destruction of that team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there really wasn't anything that you could hang your hat on in that one. And wasn't Juan Gaon supposed to turn everything over? Did he play first base?
No, outfield. Right field.
Outfield.
Yeah.
He couldn't do that. And for some god reason, he came to Detroit and just...
And he hated it here. He didn't want to be here. And he just came in with attitude.
And pockets wide open, and they were filled.
Yep.
Because I think at that time, he was like one of the biggest contract Detroit's ever had, wasn't
he? Yeah. And, you know, the idea was, well, we'll sign him so all the fans will come out, you know, to the new ballpark and see Juan Gaon. You know, typic Illich move. You know, it's like, well, we got the Ferris wheel, too.
Yeah, really. Come see the $20 pizza.
Yeah, and the merry-go-round.
Yeah. I mean, it's cute and all when all that's working. I mean, you caught lightning in a bottle when you got Smokey, you know, and that team with Miglio and all that stuff. I mean, that was just the right time, everything gelling perfectly, you know, and now you're going to be gone for a long time. I mean, and they say, obviously, Detroit loves a winner. Everybody does. But Detroit will give you a little bit more. But they know full darn well that you're not going to get anything rocking and rolling for a decade, and they're not going to pay for it. Yeah. You got the millennials now that will not pay for a winner, and they certainly are not going to go down and pay for a loser. You know, I mean, you can go see DCFC, like we said before, $10 tickets and have the time of your life.
Yeah.
And it's fun and it's organic and it's brought up. It's none of this, you know, well, you got to love your team. You don't have to do the Patty thing. They don't buy into that anymore.
Yeah.
There is no, I mean, call me fair weather fan or whether they don't care. You know, call me whatever you want, but you don't call me sucker because, you know, we didn't go to the game. Well, good for you, man.
And the thing about it is if you look at all four major sports in Detroit, you don't see a winner coming up.
No.
In any of them.
No.
In the near future.
No, and you know who it was supposed to be? It was supposed to be the Lions. Yeah. You know, they were supposed to be the closest to winning and all this stuff.
and you saw what happened last night with the Lions.
I have seen train derailments that were better organized.
But why isn't, you know, the funny thing is, first of all, on sport radio, you didn't hear a lot of people going, it's only one game, give him a chance, you know, it's only his first season. And typical of Detroit Lion fans. It's his first year. It's his second year. He learned a lot last year. It's his third year. He's got it all together. Okay, it's his last year in the contract. Who else are you going to get? And that's how it all goes on these four-year contracts with Lion coaches. But this year, you didn't hear any of that on the radio. You know, you didn't hear anybody that in the, except for Mitch. You know, you shouldn't be booing your quarterback. Shut up. Should be booing his ass big time. You know, there should be really no emotion from last night.
I disagree. You shouldn't be booing your quarterback. You should be home watching on TV.
Well done, yeah.
Where you can hit the remote and switch over to Bambi or something.
Or Heidi, did 6 minutes in.
Yeah. Well, gee, after ESPN switched to the L.A.-Oakland game.
Debacle.
John and I were like, wow. Gee, if there wasn't another game after that, we were looking for Heidi.
But the excuse is they moved it over to ESPN2. Okay.
Oh, did they?
Yes. So, that's their out.
But why?
Why?
Yeah, I mean, really, you got one game. You've never had a stinker before ESPN? Please. You're in the first biggest market, and you're telling those people they can't celebrate the end of their game? Oh, die, ESPN. And then when you give them the absolute, where's my...
Loser.
Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, it's the broadcast team from yesterday.
You suck! You suck!
But wasn't it appropriate to the game?
Yeah, I mean, when Mark and I were sitting down, I talked to him and I said, man, it sounds like a 9-year-old boy whose voice hasn't changed yet, you know? And then we find it's this, you know, and it's like, oh, you can't say nothing about her because she's a lesbian, she's, you know, a little woman, and blah, 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 blah. But guess what? You're awful. You are horrible. You know, I have that voice, And matter of fact, we even put it up today, you know, that social media responded in kind to the horrible officiating, broadcast booth. God, she was bad. And she didn't even know the rules. She was bad. And it's not because you're a woman. It's because your voice is awful. Get somebody who's hot or something, some sexy voice, or somebody that sounds like you know football.
She was going crazy when Stafford got Sandwich, and she's like, "Oh, that's a
helmet to helmet,
helmet to helmet thing." And I'm
not even
John
close.
And I are looking, going,
"No,
really?"
You know, and every single touchdown run that they had, oh, he might have been out of bounds. Let's look. He was in bounds. It's clear. You don't have to do it like 8 or 9 times. There's his foot. There he is. I mean, with that guy that dragged his foot in the end zone, that would look like an interception to me.
Yeah.
You know, ESPN, you're dying, man. In our lifetime, you are dying. ESPN used to be the, and Monday Night Football used to be even the.
Yes.
And now you have a grade C announcing team. One of the best things about Monday Night Football is you could probably remember at least 3 announcing teams.
Yeah.
Different announcing teams from Monday Night Football. Obviously, the first, everybody knows, the Cosell and stuff. You know, Dandy, Don, whatnot.
Gifford.
Yeah, and Gifford. I mean, that was a solid team. I mean, they made the 3-man team.
Yeah.
They made the 3 different personalities that you knew who were talking, you know? And made it fun. And then Monday Night Football was an event.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You had Monday Night Football parties. And if Monday Night Football came to your city, clear the galleys, kids. And now, did anybody give a damn?
No, because what they did is they said, it's working great. Let's do it again on Saturday nights. Let's do it again on Thursday nights. Let's do it again Monday nights and Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights and...
And Sunday nights.
And you
literally pissed, Sunday nights.
You pissed all over it, is what you did.
Well, you shoveled it over to ESPN.
Yeah.
Which made it seem less like an event.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you replicated it many times over.
Yeah, but I mean...
So it's not an event anymore, because pick your night. Just pick one.
And the thing about it is, it wasn't really that bad when you had Gruden in the booth.
Yeah.
You know, doing the Monday night game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but now that Gruden's... coaching.
I mean, if this
then they took the whole broadcasting team away, and then look what you got.
And look at the schedule too. They're scheduling crap games.
Yeah.
Lions and Jets, really? Seriously? Come on.
That was the best, because you knew this team. You knew the Jets were going to come out crap. You know, at best, the Jets were going to win 5 games. I don't understand the whole 8. What do you know that's on ABC at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock? Pardon me, on a Monday night.
I don't know. The Bachelor. I don't know.
Nothing. No, that's on Tuesday.
Oh, that's on Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, nobody knows. So what does it matter if you have, you know, a true... Because ABC knew... If Channel 9, if CBC knew Hockey Night in Canada, the best hockey coverage ever. Monday Night Football was the best football coverage ever. They had technology. They were innovative. They had everything. I mean, it was a big money production, and it looked it. Yesterday... You know, you might as well just had like a little guy with a hovercraft flying around, you know, and that chick that they got out of the bathroom, and then the guy, who was that? Was that Greasy?
No, that was, I'm not sure who that was.
If you didn't know who, no. I mean, you would have fought to get to be in the Monday Night Football broadcast team. Don't put in comedians. That was a bad move.
Right.
You know? Jaws, that was okay too. You know, he was all right. You know, but then it started to filter away. If you had it on Channel 7, it was an event. Putting it on basic cable is no big deal. You might as well put it on the Big Ten schedule, you know, or put it next to high school basketball or bowling. You know, it's not a big deal anymore. And it's really too bad, because the boomers remember that, you know, what, 40 years ago?
Yeah.
If the 1970, so yikes, you know, it's a little bit behind. You know, that used to be a powerhouse.
Yeah,
yeah, because I mean the broadcasting crew for the LA Oakland game
wasn't all that great either.
Well, they had Jason Witten. he was in the ex tight end for the Dallas Cowboys. He was doing the color commentary,
but not all that great.
But he has never. That was his actual first game as a color commentator. Right,
yeah. How do you have? And it's just like Kenny says, Sue. How do you have a Monday Night Football A and B? You know,
well they always do it the first week.
And A and B.
No, they haven't always done it.
No. Just recently they started it
because they're watering down the product.
I think it's just like Kenny also said. It's like that CSI. You know, the one CSI did well. Then they had CSI Miami, CSI New York, CSI. You know, it's Special Crime Unit CSI, and it's like every single day you had a CSI. I mean, like, who wants to be a millionaire? That turned out one day, then 2 days, and 4 days, and it, like, got watered down big time. Right. If now it's Thursday Night Football is the big game.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be a time at Monday Night Football where you would wait. I think they had a nine-day window where they could pick whatever best game looked like, how teams were formulating. They could pick, you know. I mean, the first week. But still, I would never pick Detroit, New York. I mean, if you're going for New York for a big story and the number one market, okay, you got it. But, man, switching out 6 minutes and 30 seconds afterward, so these guys can't do it, I mean, on a whim. I mean, at that particular point, you could have held back everybody at Alameda County and say, all right, 7 minutes, guys, you know, because it was –
Well, they didn't even switch to the game in progress.
No, that's what I said. Yeah,
they switched to.
They were still hanging around.
Pre-game intro.
Right.
Yeah, I mean they were desperate to get out of there, and that was such a weird move. And I can't believe ESPN didn't get their asses handed to them for that. But then again, everybody was so mad, especially in Detroit. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see what it is in New York.
Well, frankly, you know? It's the Jets. If it was Giants, I think it'd be different.
Yeah, but Jets are New York's Cubs. You know, they lose a lot. They got a nice fan base, and whenever they win, it's Joe Namath all over again. Okay.
Well, they were
comparing him.
Yeah, already.
Already to Joe Namath last night, that Denard or whatever.
I'm looking at him more like Mets and Yankees.
They did that with Sanchez.
The Jets are more like the Mets. Gee, we wish they'd be good, and they're kind of cute.
That's what I'm saying.
Chicago, you got the Cubs and you got the White Sox. Yuck.
Yeah, but go for traditional. You know, traditionally, the Cubs were nowhere. And if they won anything, people were just loving them. And they still had a fan base.
But the White Sox didn't do shit either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I look at them more like Yankees and Mets because the Yankees, they win. And Giants have a winning tradition. The Jets are just kind of like...
Yeah, but what winning traditions Jets have or Giants have lately?
Seriously?
They won the Super Bowl, four
several
years ago?
Several times.
So the last two seasons. I mean, last season was a disaster. Okay,
so now they're crap.
Yeah, next.
But before that, they've been real good for a long time.
Yeah, Eli Manning's won, two Super Bowls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but is he going in the Hall of Fame?
Borderline.
Yeah, there you go.
And you won one under Kerry Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean, when it's the
Jets,
rigged.
What have the Jets done for the last 20 years?
The last time they were any good is when Joe Namath was playing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Sanchez brought him out that magically... Do you mind? Sanchez came out for that magic summer, you know, and then started fall, you know. I mean, he was this guy who was supposed to be...
Pop.
He was Dash Rickrop, and he was all over the place, and he was on modeling things, and he was the toast in New York. I get it.
Too much extracurricular activity got to his head, and then party was over.
Hey, he led the way for Johnny Manziel, right?
Well,
yeah, but he never was good.
No.
You know?
Maybe he should have gone to Canadian Football League and played for the Red Blacks.
Did he?
But he had the panache of being a USC quarterback.
Yeah, just like this guy yesterday. You know, who did a fine job? But, and it was just like Kenny was saying off mic, if you know the plays that are going on, if the defensive team is pointing where the ball's going to go, you know, and if Stafford can hear it, he doesn't call an audible. Kids.
But they already know the audibles, too. That's the problem. They knew everything that was going on.
How? And I don't remember anybody from Detroit recently going over to the Jets, except for that one guy.
Well, all I can say is, you're Stafford, okay? You've been around a long time. And you see, you know, you're in training camp, and they're already setting up. And we're going to do the same thing as last year.
Yeah.
Coach, time out here. We got to talk, right? We've been through this 3 years ago. We don't need to do this again, okay? Because under Lombardi, they had the same damn thing.
So why was this Joe Bob guy supposed to be the hottest ticket in town?
That's what we were told. Worked for a little while till people figured him out.
Well, I mean, the only reason why he didn't go because Stafford rebelled.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, how's it working for you now, man?
Yeah. You know? He got drilled last night.
Twice. And we were,
I mean, my God, one time he's laying there, it's like, is he dead?
We were pulling for that. We were hoping for that shit. It's just like, season injury. Go. You know,
we wanted to see Matt Castle run this team the whole
year.
Hell
yeah. Oh,
yeah, that worked out great.
Because he's got more potential.
Oh.
Yeah, with his 3.6% quarterback rating from last night.
But did you see what Stafford was? 46.3 or something?
47.9.
Not bad.
There was nothing.
And how was his counterpart? 114?
Oh, no, it was like 149 or something.
Yeah, three times the amount.
Oh, yeah.
Kid who's 91 days away from not being able to buy a six-pack of beer.
But I hate to single out one guy because that was such an entire disaster. Just horrible. Okay? I mean, from A to Z, there is nobody on that team that deserves anything other than an F. It's a just total breakdown.
Galloway. No.
There's your rushing yards, 39. Yeah, I thought they fixed that problem.
See?
Yeah, but you know what, really? That one guy that was catching the ball, Gallo.
Stafford had almost 300 yards passing, but of course,
there
we go. It's garbage time again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was along with four interceptions, right?
It's like you said last night. It's like, time, you know, pat the stats.
Yeah.
You know, you're down 31 points. Yeah. Pat the stats.
Yeah. Well, that's where you know, Matthew Stafford is the first quarterback to have this many yards before the age of 30, whatever. Yeah, The team is down 40 points. Now the defense is playing 80 yards back, so now he's going to get all these yards. That's why he gets all those yards.
What is that guy's name? It's not Galloway. What's his name?
Galladay.
Galladay.
Yeah,
nice.
Galladay. That's right.
I give him a good grade.
Yeah.
Everybody else say goodnight.
Galladay had 116 yards. I think he had like 8 catches or something.
He's the new Megatron.
Yeah. No. The Detroit receivers are decent. But
a minute. How many times did you see the ball go like this? Oops.
Well.
Oops.
But the problem was the ball throwing where it should have been thrown.
How many times did you see it in the fingers and gone?
Well.
About 8. And 3 were in the end zone.
Okay, but the score was what?
Beyond those bad plays, we had a good outing. Besides the 6 home runs that were given up in the first inning, played a good game.
Because the arm slot,
it's
just that I don't know. I don't see this. You know, here we go again. Matthew Stafford's going to have to throw the ball 85 times because they got a running game that is nothing again.
You got a good running game. You got no O-line again.
Yeah. You know, same problem as last time.
Right.
Yep. You have no pass rush. Same as last year.
But you got Kerryon Johnson.
Right. Okay. And you got Anza.
And carry off Stafford.
and you got Anza that's hurt again.
Yeah.
How long is that going to be?
I don't know. There you go. Another $17 million spent for nothing.
Thank God you franchised them and you didn't give them the contract.
Yeah.
You know? Because honestly, really, thanks for $17 million and bye-bye now, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Because what team wants to take a China doll like you, you know?
And who was that guy that you had in camp for one day for pass rushing and then you cut him?
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't have cut him.
Is he still around?
No, they cut him and he's gone. Maybe you shouldn't have cut him.
Gone to where?
I don't know. They cut him and he's gone.
He's at Farmer Jack's.
Yeah. Maybe
the rest of them should be at Farmer Jack's too.
Maybe should be open Farmer Jack's.
Yeah, maybe he's in the fruit, you know, doing fruit or something. Maybe he's in
banging
the
a cantaloupe. What's he doing?
Whatever, you know,
killing time.
Yeah, you know, maybe he's waiting for the call to come back.
Hey,
you know,
is he back?
He's in the kumquats.
He's waiting for Martha to call him.
Yeah, are you a tight end? Come by me, you know, and bring that zucchini with you, that black one. Wee-wee. You
know? Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
This is what I'm saying. The Lions, they sign a guy, and all of a sudden the next day he's like, okay, we don't want you anymore. Bye.
Why?
okay, that was money well spent.
Yeah, 17 mil. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, and then he adds up for 17 million, and what's he do? He gets hurt in a quarter.
But the best thing about that is that you didn't give him a long-term contract. But then again, how much of that would have been guaranteed? Love NFL contracts. We're giving you $10 billion. No, we're not buying. Thank you. You know, if you're going to get hurt, you're going to be hurt. You wonder how much of that was guaranteed.
What, the $17 million? Yeah. $17 million.
Oh, yeah, because he's franchised.
Yeah, he's franchised. He gets all of it.
Way to go. It's like first quarter.
That's what I'm saying. When you get franchised, you get all the money.
But, you know, I'll tell you this, too. Watching that game, there was a question in my mind as to how much of it was skill, how much it was coaching, how much of it was
Was over his head.
Effort, obviously. I mean,
way over his head. Now you're seeing it really is Belichick. It isn't the system. It's Belichick.
Yeah.
You know? Because name a guy that came out of the New England factory and took it to great heights.
None.
The guy from Texas didn't go to any heights, just won. You know? But everybody else is kind of... It's not New England, it's Belichick. You want to hire the guy, hire Belichick.
Yeah.
Don't hire the little weenies around him because, you know, Bluto last night looked like he was a deer in headlights. You know? And if you lost your team already, as rumors have circulated, you know, that you ran your camp just like the Patriots, but there's a huge wall, a difference between playing for a team that's perennial winner and beating some guy's ass and tearing him down and shit like that, and you're who? You're the first year as a coach? Why do we get these coaches? Why? How come we can never name the best? Because I think it was you last night that was going through the Marinellis and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Go back to what coach you actually felt comfortable with. Joe Schmidt. I think you'd almost have to go and back to Joe Schmidt.
And that's how many years ago? 30? 20?
25? No.
30.
50.
50. Whatever. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, all the ones they've been hiring lately, it's been just like a fill-in guy. Yeah. You know, just...
Yeah.
You know, I think we take you.
I mean, I think Rick Forzano is a fairly confident guy, too. Other than that, they've all been a bunch of yahoos. They all come in, they've got some kind of shtick they're trying to do. You know,
exactly.
I've got my motorcycle, or I've got my... The bar is high, or whatever other kind of shtick you're trying to
come in with.
And the players see through that crap.
Yeah.
They're not impressed.
I mean... I was looking at Monty Clark and going, are you legitimate or not? You know, because he did have a pedigree.
Yeah.
And he, you know, did win in San Francisco. And he kind of, I mean, he was kind of a football coachy kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, and you're right. He didn't have like
but
a shtick.
Never translated here.
That's true. Why is that so? Now, here's the big picture is, you know, I mean, to me, San Francisco looks like a game that you could win. I'm not fearing San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm also not going into that one with a lot of confidence either.
It's a road game.
It's a pick-em.
It's a road game. And we couldn't beat the Jets here. The Jets stink.
Well, you don't know what kind of season they're going to have now.
Yeah.
They stunk last year. I mean, they had a little bit of swagger going on. Now, if signals from all the rest of the team, they're going to be very, very good.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Oh, boy, we get to go up against Garoppolo.
What is the chances that they fire Bluto fourth weekend?
No.
Won't be that quick.
1 year?
1 year.
All right, then you want to crank up the Kenny thing? Who else are you going to get then?
I think they should hire the sports authorities.
Oh, yeah, because here's the problem.
Woohoo!
This clown was the guy. Okay. He was the guy that a general manager has been waiting for.
Yeah.
Okay, he was hand-picked. Okay? We were waiting to get Caldwell out of the way so we can get this guy in here, right?
Not before another roll in the
back
seat.
And frankly, you look at Caldwell versus this guy, Patricia, and you know, you should have stuck with Caldwell if this is what you're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, you got two antisocial guys.
At least they played for Caldwell.
Yeah.
And Caldwell, you know, he did some dumb things, but he didn't do any massively destructive, stupid shit.
But he didn't do anything massively great either.
But that's the problem. You had a ceiling. And, you know, what they say, ordinary is not good enough. Okay, well, this is what you get then.
Yeah, that's what you have.
You know, you had competence. What do you got now?
You know the
stick.
You know the one thing I did notice, though, in the preseason? He never played the first team. He hardly played the first team. Stafford played maybe...
Now we know why.
Yeah, because they're
but it really showed.
Yeah.
You know, Stafford didn't play the first two preseason games at all. The third preseason game, he played a series or two. The fourth preseason game, he played maybe three series.
Uh-huh.
The first game, he looked like he didn't even, wasn't even ready to play.
It's called protecting your job. I mean, if you would have played Stafford out in the second preseason game and he got hurt, you know.
Well, then why'd he play all the game last night? Why'd they bring him back in?
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Help me out here. I mean, I don't understand that one at all.
Pad.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, you know, everybody says the preseason doesn't mean anything, but if your quarterback isn't playing against live, you know, action, now last night he played against live action, he looked like shit.
Yeah.
He didn't play the four preseason games, but maybe five series the whole preseason.
And if you're so worried about him getting injured, why in the hell was he out there in the fourth quarter?
Right. They finally took him out just as they were ready to.
Yeah.
As ESPN said, okay, we're dumping the game.
Yeah.
Pad. Well, I mean, New York sent out their second string too.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You never know unless you turn to Heidi, you know. But you know the heartful thing about this whole night last night was the Lion fans actually booed and loud and left early.
Yeah.
You know, which means basically nothing, but at least you're getting through. You know,
we'll be back.
Yeah, as soon as you win.
We're leaving, but we'll be back.
Yeah.
As soon as they win one game, they're going to be kissing their ass.
No, next home game, we'll be here.
We already paid our money.
Yeah.
So we don't give a damn if you leave after the first minute. Thanks for the green.
Yeah.
It's not like you're getting a refund. So leave early so we can send these people home early so we don't have to pay them overtime. Hey, that's a good idea. You know?
Yeah, we already got your ticket price. You already paid for the freaking parking.
I already had the beer.
Yeah.
We already lowered the price on the beer, so if you don't want to buy the beer, we're not getting that much money. We're not making much money on the beer and the concessions anyways.
Either you buy the $9 beer, and then we make $8 profit, or you buy the $5 beer, we make $4 profit, and you buy double that, which means we made even more money than if we did for the $9 beer, and looking like we're giving you a price break. You know, I mean, how much do you think a cup of beer costs?
And frankly, how many people were drinking a lot of beer after that game?
Hell yeah.
They were probably at the liquor stand.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the best seat in the house is in your home yesterday, so you can go, bye.
Yeah.
You know, switch it over to Heidi. Because, I mean, that took guts for ESPN to flip it over.
I was looking for the rerun of the hemorrhoid operation.
The rerun? Was there a first run?
Yeah.
A world premiere?
Yeah, I was ready to watch it again. It was the game pissed me off so much.
That was a hemorrhoid operation.
Yeah.
Well, jeez.
It was horrible.
I mean, I love the fact that we root against the Lions.
Oh, yeah. That was nice.
You know, that's the most fun part. Because if you're going to try to root for them, then you're an idiot. I mean, we said this before, but listen to the emotion in all of our voices. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
We don't care. You win, you lose. You know, we see what you are. We hope you guys crash and burn. We hope you do 0-16 again so you be the two-time champion.
Got to take that back now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when was the last time we could say Cleveland has a better record than the Lions?
True. And look better, frankly.
And look better. Yeah. They would have won the game if they wouldn't have had a bad snap on their field goal kick in overtime.
Did you see Prather? I mean, God, was he hitting the ginger ale last night too? I mean, two chip shots. Whing!
Yeah, the long field goal, the snap was a little high, and the timing was off. But the other one he should have made.
I know. I mean, they're not playing for this guy. I mean, everybody came out. Not even the rookies are playing for this guy. You know? How's that O-line doing with that rookie? Is he getting schooled?
Yes.
Holy jump. Where's TJ Lang? How much money did we pay this guy?
And just think. The Jets don't have a good defensive line.
No.
Just wait to play against a good defensive line.
Which
those guys are going to be in Matt Stafford's back pocket.
Yeah, we would go to Minnesota, huh?
Twice. You know, how about going to Chicago twice?
Yeah.
You know,
gee, what's game four and game five? It's the Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Four and five?
Yeah, game four and five.
Who's three?
I can't remember.
I think New England's three, isn't it?
Yeah, or, there's a three and four. Yeah. Maybe it's three and four.
Awesome.
Brady's going to tear that. Put it this way. If the Jets scored 48 on him, Brady's going to score 60.
Yeah.
You know, and New York had no secondary. I mean, to the point where even Mark was saying, look, they're playing bend, don't break. You know, they're giving up 10 yards at a time. They didn't even care. Because they knew if they needed to get – Stafford is not five interception bad. These guys knew exactly where to be.
Yep.
You know, but Stafford did nothing to call.
No.
You know? And what's the over-under? He makes it to the sixth grade without a pin in his knee.
He got pretty beat up last night, so I'm surprised that he's not on the – tomorrow he's not on the injury report for something.
I hope so. What did Ohio State do this week?
They won.
So is your prediction still doing
TCU,
well?
TCU, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Meyer can come back, and he has an unsullied record to build on. And he served his time.
Don't they still have one more game?
No, that was that? Oh,
no, it's only two.
Oh, it's only two? Okay.
Yeah, this is the big game that you're talking about.
Now they got the big game this week.
Okay.
So now Ohio State has to win this game, right?
Yeah.
Or do they got to lose? I forget how yours.
Well, if they win, then I don't want to hear any whining about, oh, he paid his price. It wasn't a slap on the wrist because they deprived Ohio State of the win by having him sit out. I don't hear that. Go ahead and beat TCU. Go ahead because you're all about winning football games anyway instead of actually doing the right thing. So you get your win. Go ahead and don't tell us that you paid a price.
Okay, so Ohio State's got to win this week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But what also has to win is, what didn't we know talk about in 1 minute, Mayor Kenny?
We didn't talk about college football.
Tiger Woods? Okay.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Michigan State crap in the bed. They should beat that game. They should beat that team easily.
It was rigged.
And Michigan rolled up Western Michigan. So, okay, great. Mr. Khaki Pants beat up on the little team again.
What did we say last week?
But he doesn't win the damn big games, so don't talk to me.
We said last week he was going to roll up the score.
Yep.
Just to show you that he could. You know, it doesn't matter. He's trying a little flower. Mark, what didn't we talk about one whole minute? I'll be ready for it.
And Michigan plays SMU this week. That should be another running the score up game.
Uh-huh.
It should. And let's see, what else? And NHL training camps start today with they have to go through their physicals and stuff today, and tomorrow they start beating the hell out of each other.
When is the first game? Should be soon, isn't it?
Yeah, I think 15th? Beginning of next week, I think, or this weekend or something, they start with.
Stay close to your NHL package.
Yep.
Yeah, kiddies.
My favorite sport, starting up.
Speaking of package, we did mention that
Crinkley was here,
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about him next week because we're all out of time this week. So
yeah, we'll talk about his package next week.
Yeah, and his arm slot. For the Super CPA, Kent Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, John Sever, we'll see you again next week right here on the Sports Authorities.
Bye.